Chapter 23. It was 8 o'clock when we landed. We walked for a short time on the shore, then retired to the inn, and contemplated the waters, woods, and mountains, obscured in darkness, yet still displaying their black outlines. The wind rose with great violence in the west. The moon reached her summit in the heavens, and was beginning to descend. The clouds swept across it like vultures, dimming her rays, while the lake reflected the heavens. Waves were beginning to rise. Suddenly, a heavy rain descended. As night obscured the shapes of objects, a thousand fears rose in my mind. I was anxious and watchful, my right hand grasped a pistol, every sound terrified me. Elizabeth observed in fearful silence, something communicated terror to her. Trembling, she asked,
"What is it you fear?"
"This night, and all will be safe. But this night is dreadful, very dreadful." I asked her to go to bed, I would join her later. She left me, I walked the house, inspecting every corner, but discovered nothing of him. Suddenly, I heard a shrill and dreadful scream. It came from Elizabeth's room. Truth rushed into my mind, the blood ran cold in my veins. Another scream. I rushed into the room. She was there, lifeless, thrown across the bed, her head hanging down, her pale, distorted features, half covered by her hair. I fell to the ground. When I recovered, I was surrounded by people. Their faces expressed breathless terror, but the horror of others appeared a mockery. I escaped to the room where Elizabeth lay, my love, my wife. She had been moved, her head upon her arm, and a handkerchief across her face and neck. I might have supposed her asleep. I rushed towards her and embraced her, but the coldness of the limbs told me that what I held in my arms had ceased to be Elizabeth. The murderous mark of the fiend's grasp was on her neck. Breath had ceased to issue from her lips. I happened to look up. I felt panic. The pale yellow moonlight illuminated the room. The shutters had been thrown back. With a sensation of horror, I saw a figure. A grin was on the monster's face. He jeered. With his fiendish finger, he pointed towards the corpse of my wife. I drew a pistol and fired. He leaped, like lightning, and plunged into the lake. The report of the pistol brought a crowd. I pointed to where he disappeared. We followed the track with boats. Nets were cast, but in vain. After landing, we searched the country. I fell at last, in a state of utter exhaustion. My skin was parched with the heat of fever. I started up, and resolved to return to Geneva, with all possible speed. One by one, my friends were snatched away. My own strength is exhausted, and I must tell, in a few words, what remains of my hideous narration. I arrived at Geneva. My father and Ernest lived, but father sunk under the news I brought. He was unable to rise from his bed, and in a few days, he died in my arms,